This is Greg Klima, and you have left regular radio behind. Thanks for joining us here at listener-supported 97.7 EXT.
1, 2, 3, yep. It happened fast. We tore up on the rails. Nothing left for the next generation, except a few old men who sit and tell their tales. Something like once upon a time, in this land there walked a giant, left footprints in the sand, never was seen again. Took the West like the devil takes a lover, a treasure chest worth its weight in sin. Progress is the word we use for all that we discover. Discovery is just stumbling across a thing that's always been. Oh, once upon a time, in this land there walked a giant, left footprints in the sand, never was seen again. Tales are told for the young to learn a lesson. The young grow old and have stories of their own. Love returns to remind us we are destined to dig for gold, only to find bone. Oh, once upon a time, in this land there walked a giant, left footprints in the sand, never was seen again.
EXT. We're live at EXT with Buffalo native, Boston-based folk singer-songwriter Greg Klima. Greg, thanks for dropping on by today.
Thank you for having me.
Love that song you just played for us called Sand from this brand new album, Never Knew Caroline.
Yeah, track two on side one.
Track two on side one. This is your first album
on vinyl. Yeah, it's probably my 10th album. But when I was a kid, you went to the record store and you bought records.
Yeah.
Vinyl records. By the time I was an adult and writing my own songs and making my own recordings, vinyl had gone away. So I had a band and we put out two CDs, and then I went solo and I put out whatever it is, 8 or 9 CDs. And somewhere over the last handful of years, vinyl's become popular again, hip, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, you know, this might be the one time in my life I get to do this. So I decided I was going to have it printed on vinyl. And there's no experience that I've had yet that is anything quite like getting copies of my own vinyl record shipped to me and then dropping the needle on it that first time. I dropped needles on a lot of records in my lifetime, you know.
This one had
my sound coming out of it. It was pretty fun.
Absolutely. Talk to us about that song.
Well, there's a band called the Bottle Rockets.
Yeah.
And they're a very popular alt country band, I guess is what you would call it, right? No, rock and roll. They're a rock and roll band, and they're based in St. Louis. We play this festival called the Moccasin Creek Festival on Lake Sarah in Effingham, Illinois. And I had heard of them for years, but the first time I really experienced them live was at MCF1. And then by the time I got around to seeing them at the second Moccasin Creek Festival, I also caught them somewhere along the way in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I'd seen them 3 times in a short space, you know, of a year, right? And they got this old song in their set, old for them. They've been around for 25, 30 years, mm-hmm. called $1,000 Car. And it's got this chord progression to it that goes E minor to G, D to C. And when they play it, the whole crowd goes nuts. It's like it's that early on huge popular song that everybody that loves them has loved since they've known of the Bottle Rockets. And by the time I'd seen them a third time, I was in love with $1,000 Car too, you know. And it's a long drive from Effingham, Illinois back to Boston, Massachusetts. And so for, you know, 1,000+ miles, I was just thinking about that groove. And I got home and I got it in my room and I got the guitar out of the thing and I started strumming that chord progression. And I was like, man, I love this groove. I would love to write a song that grooves like this. And then the little Woody Guthrie on my left shoulder whispered in my ear, they don't own the groove. They don't own the groove. So I just started writing my own song around that initial chord progression, and then it kind of splintered off. And I'd written probably 4 verses to it. And played it for a guy named Peter Case and asked, you know, like, how's this hitting you? He told me that I was close, you know? He's like, kind of like, you need to do something to make it a little bit more personal. And so I got into woodshedding mode, and it was probably about 2 more months of crossing out lines, throwing out verses, and then reducing it to what it is now, a 3-verse song.
Talk about Peter Case. I mean, he's a fellow Buffalonian, right? And
yeah.
Him, Gurf Morlux, and the Titan of the Telecaster, Bill Kirchin, all appear on this new album of yours.
I'm a pretty lucky guy.
You really are. And tell us about this new album here, Never Knew Caroline, sort of like the ending of a relationship, right?
That particular song, and so it didn't start out as, I didn't go into this as I'm writing a breakup album at mm-hmm. all. In fact, I didn't go into this project as I'm making an album at all. I had the opportunity to work with Peter. Peter Case was in Boston, and he has a childhood friend who is a longtime friend of mine named Jim Whitford. Jim had a band called the Pine Dogs. They were very popular in Buffalo when I was cutting my teeth. Jim and I have collaborated. There's a song on the album called Sleeping Peacefully. Jim and I wrote that in 99 or 2000. He recorded a version of it on an album he put out about 17 years ago.
Wow.
So I've known Jim Whitford for a long time. Jim grew up with Mark Winzik and Peter Case and Gurf Morlux. Peter Case and Mark Winzik met each other on the bus going to kindergarten. Gurf's first band gave Peter Case his first stage performance, is according to the story I've heard. So, like, all those guys know one another. And I had Jim Whitford in Boston to play some shows. And Peter was playing a couple of shows also. So I was like, hey, with Jim here and you here and me here, how about we go record a little bit? And we did. We recorded a song called Christofferson and another one called all the other bridges. Peter plays Fender Rhodes on Christofferson, and he plays Hammond B3 on all the other bridges. And once I had those two songs in the can, nothing else got recorded for months. Probably 8 months, I think, or seven, something like that. A while. And then I'd written a couple more songs, Sand among them, one called The Bastard Son. And then this breakup thing started happening too. I recorded a song, a really upset, like angry at the situation song called Down in the Mouth. And that's when it crystallized that I might be taking this in that direction. And what followed was, I wrote a song called Never Knew Caroline, and I wrote a song called My Old Guitar. In the middle of that song, sort of like talks about, you know, when there's no lover's kiss, let's reminisce, you know. The breakup started to inform the songwriting, and it started to inform the direction of the album.
Christofferson, one of the songs on the album, Chris Christofferson, one of your influences, of
Absolutely,
course.
Absolutely, yeah. Him and Willie Nelson. Love those guys.
We're live at EXT with Greg Klima. Klima.com is the website. Greg's going to be at the Al House in Troy on Saturday, October 8th at 7 p.m. Greg, you want to play us another song here?
Never Knew Caroline is the first album I've ever made on vinyl. So I get to say stuff like track number 5 on side 2. It's called My Old Guitar. For years, I gave myself these arbitrary rules. For a while, I was not allowed to write a song that started with the word I. I abided by that for more or less for 2 years, cheated once in a while. I gave myself a rule a long time ago that I was not allowed to write any songs about being on the road or about my guitar. And then one morning in August of 2016, I woke up in my apartment in Somerville, Massachusetts, and I thought to myself, why don't you write a song about your guitar and being on the road? My old guitar and me. Moonlit songs and memories. After all this time, so many near miss rhymes, we're doing fine. My old guitar and me. Thought we'd go farther, whatever that means. There's so many ways to chase those stars. Days on the road, nights in the bars, where we got played. We can show you the scars. We've been together so long, we're family now. We know our song when it plays. See this world in different ways. She caught my eye, and I turned to you when she said goodbye. So on a night like this, when there's no lover's kiss, let's reminisce. We've been together so long, we're family now. We know our song when it plays, and see this world in different ways. My
guitar and me. Yeah, we might have made things harder than it had to be. Still work on the songs to get them tight. Might even try this one tonight, if it's feeling right. And it always feels right. My old guitar. There's a guy on my street, has a sign in his tree, and the sign says Trump. But Paul Bunyan and me wants to chop that tree down to a stump. The Donald Trump and me wants to hate that guy who I don't even know. The Jesus in me wants to love everybody and let this one go. If you wanna get to the root of something, you can't chop it down. You have to dig in the ground. You can't chop it down. If you wanna get to the root of something, that's gonna take work. You get down on your knees, put your hands in the dirt. Now that guy on my street has a statue of Mary there on his lawn. And each time I walk past, I think hard on the contrast, all of the love in a mother's arms. The Catholic in me wants to say a prayer. The agnostic in me isn't sure if he cares. The Jesus in me says forgive him, he don't have a clue. You wanna get to the root of something, you can't chop it down. You have to dig in the ground. You can't chop it down. If you wanna get to the root of something, you might have to risk getting hurt. You get down on your knees, put your hands in the dirt. You get down on your knees,
...97.7 EXT. We're live at EXT with Greg Klima, a Buffalo native, Boston-based folk Americana singer-songwriter passing on through. He's going to be playing at the Al House in Troy coming up on Saturday, October 8th at 7 p.m. with our good friend Kevin Mall. And great song there called The Root. And it's a brand new song, Greg, you say?
Written earlier this year.
Wow. And to say you travel is an understatement. For over a decade, I guess, you lived out of your own van, traveling around the country, seeing friends, playing shows.
Yep, from 1998 until I moved to Boston, Somerville, in August of 2010.
Is it an uneasy feeling to be stable, to have a place you can hang your hat?
It's just different. It's more expensive.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Greg, what is your hope that people take away from your music?
Oh, that's a big question, Dave. What is my hope? You know, we're an interdependent species. We're all in this together. If I can entertain you or distract you from the craziness of the world or help you get through it for a little while, then I guess I did my job. I'd like to think that something I've written will still be here years after I'm gone. Maybe end up, you know, in a songbook somewhere and other people will want to play it a century from now. I was nowhere near being born when "Oh, Susanna, Don't You Cry for Me," you know, came into the world, but people still sing that song. If I could come up with something like that, a melody that people whistle or hum many years from now, that would be an achievement, you know. And while we're all here together, it'd be kind of nice if I could see you at a show and just give you some entertainment for 2 or 3 hours, you know.
Well, you're going to be entertaining people at the Owl House, 680 River Street in Troy, Saturday, October 8th, 7 p.m. with Kevin Maul. Greg Klima is our guest. Klima.com.
K-L-Y-M-A.
That's it. Greg's also on Facebook and Twitter. Never Knew Caroline is the brand new album featuring Gerf Morlix, Peter Case, and the one and only Bill Kirchen. This is a great album here.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you on the road, and we'll see you at the Owl House on October 8th.
Looking forward to it.
Tell us about this one.
On my new album, Never Knew Caroline, I had the opportunity to work with some people I really admire. Peter Case played Hammond B3 organ and Fender Rhodes on a couple of different songs, and Gerf Morlix played guitar on a bunch of the album. Gerf also played bass on 2 songs because we were able to get our friend Bill Kirchen to play guitar on this song here. Bill Kirchen plays guitar on it in the middle of the song. If you listen to the recording, you'll hear me say, "Take it, Bill." That's Bill Kirchen. My daddy said, "Son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving my hot rod Lincoln, Kirchen." So, the name of this song is "Ex-Girlfriends Cost Less Money Than Ex-Wives." People don't get married for the long haul anymore. First come love, then comes marriage, then comes the divorce. Thinking about those legal fees, well, it's enough to get me highs. Ex-girlfriends cost less money than ex-wives. Ex-girlfriends cost less money than ex-wives. Think it over, boys, before your wedding day arrives. You'll spend less dating 5 women than you will losing 1 bride. 'Cause ex-girlfriends cost less money than ex-wives. I have a friend, you know this guy. He said the words I do. 3 years and 2 kids later, well, he just don't do like he used to. She got the house, the kids, and that new truck he used to drive. Ex-girlfriends cost less money than ex-wives. Ex-girlfriends cost less money than ex-wives. Think it over, boys, before your wedding day arrives. You'll spend less dating 10 women than you will losing 1 bride. Ex-girlfriends cost less money than ex-wives.
Thank you, Greg.
All right. Thank you.
seems like everybody's out there just trying to find the one. We're all hooking up and settling down instead of just having some fun. Now fellas, get to know your ladies before you commit your lives, 'cause ex-girlfriends cost less money than ex-wives. Ex-girlfriends cost less money than ex-wives. Think it over, boys, before your wedding day arrives. You'll spend less dating 17 women than you will losing one bride. Ex-girlfriends cost less money than ex-wives, yeah. Ex-girlfriends cost less money than ex-wives.
A decade of diversity. Good gracious. This is Greg Klima wishing WEXT a happy 10th birthday. Thank you for supporting this fine radio station.